You're listening to SBS News.
National Cabinet has agreed to make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for residential aged care workers as health officials work to contain multiple outbreaks in Australia. On Monday evening, Prime Minister Scott Morrison held a press conference to announce the changes.
The first I would note is that we have agreed to mandate vaccination to have at least one dose by mid-September 2021 of all residential aged care workforce against COVID-19 as a condition of working in a residential aged care facility.
The decision comes as Australia's coronavirus outbreaks reignite calls for vaccinations to be increased amid concern about the highly contagious Delta strain sweeping the country. It aims to complete what was supposed to be the first phase of the rollout and protect some of the country's most vulnerable people. Across Australia, a number of new community outbreaks have appeared in Greater Sydney, Brisbane, the Sunshine Coast, the Darwin region, and the Perth Peel region. A number of these outbreaks are linked to the Delta variant, which has significantly higher transmissibility.
The Delta variant is proving to be a far more difficult element of this virus than we have seen to date. This is not just the case in Australia. It was certainly my experience when I was overseas that the Delta variant is presenting very different challenges from those that we have faced in the past. And that was a topic of some discussion at our meeting this evening.
Of the 910 deaths in Australia from COVID-19, 685 have been aged care residents. In a bid to ensure there are no unintended consequences, such as aged care workers leaving the sector, the federal government will provide $11 million to allow aged care facilities to provide paid leave to staff so they can be vaccinated. National Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says this boost will help accelerate the rollout across vital sectors.
There's 33% have taken up that dose. We need more. The second one was the issue that the PM has announced tonight about the $11 million to support people to get vaccination. And if they are, for example, a casual worker and needs a day off, that will be provided through the grants. And a whole range of other matters related to these have been or are being addressed. And so today the Chief Health Officers were unanimous to say that they agree that there should be a target middle of September to have that mandated. But of course, we all agreed and have always agreed that we should have that extra level of protection for our most vulnerable people.
Aged and Community Services Australia welcome the support, but warn the critical issue would be ensuring easy access to supply. Carolyn Smith, Aged Care Director of the United Workers Union, says she wants to see an effective program that addresses aged care workers' issues in receiving the vaccine, including an education program and an adequate supply of easily available vaccine. The Health Services Union says the government's plan to make vaccinations mandatory for staff will see the workforce crumble unless aged care workers have a right to paid leave to receive the jab and recover. Nepalese-born personal care worker in aged care, Sanu Gamir, told SBS News that workers want the vaccine, but it is hard to find a suitable time for the appointment and to have financial support whilst getting the vaccine.
But we are not in priority. Some of my colleagues, they got vaccine that was left over. Some of my friends have got problem to get the appointment. And some of my colleagues are scared of its reaction. After second dose, I got sick for 6 days. So some of my colleagues cannot afford being sick.
National Cabinet also agreed to mandatory post-quarantine testing for return travellers, which must occur 2 to 3 days after they leave.
We also agreed tonight for mandatory post-quarantine testing for return travellers and close contacts 2 to 3 days after travellers have finished their quarantine period. Now, the AHPPC will come back with further advice on the implementation of those arrangements.
Further, there will be a ban on accommodating low-risk domestic travellers next door to high-risk international arrivals. Mandatory vaccination and testing of all quarantine workers will be rolled out, including those involved in transporting people to quarantine. And in a bid to encourage broader vaccination, the federal government will provide a no-fault indemnity scheme for GPs who administer vaccines. People under the age of 60 can now get the AstraZeneca vaccine.
The federal government, to support also the mandatory vaccination, not just those of aged care workers, but more broadly to support the vaccination of people across Australia, we will be implementing a new no-fault indemnity scheme for general practitioners who administer COVID-19 vaccines. So this relates to encouraging Australians to go and chat to their GP about their vaccination and to have their vaccination administered.
All states and territories are provided vaccinations on a proportional population basis. To date, over 10.8 million doses have been allocated to states and territories, general practices, Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations and community pharmacies. There are more than 2.6 million doses of AstraZeneca currently available to be administered. COVID-19 Task Force Commander John Fruin highlighted that while Pfizer supplies remained constrained, there were ample AstraZeneca doses for people over 60. He says more GPs have been added to the network of vaccine administration.
This week we will be bringing on an additional 236 GP practices that can administer AstraZeneca. That will bring us to more than 5,000 GPs now across the country and a total of over 6,000 places where people can access vaccines. And for those people who want to get access to a vaccine now who can't get access to Pfizer, they can make an informed decision to get AstraZeneca through GPs.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.